the shayla is filling a mukta. The shayla precisely is if it's considered a klisha malachim the iser, because it's also to put on filling on Shabbos, Yom Tov, or is it maybe not a klisha malachim the iser because there are different circumstances in which you can put on the tefillin. So that's a shayla. The most, the consensus is that certainly the chatchila treated as a klisha malachta liyisr, and b'shas hadchak, let's say the tefillin amuto b'bizoyon, then we're soymich, either we're soymich on the sheet that it's not a mukta at all, it's a klisha malachta leheter, or we say a svara that the mokum, the bezoyin of the tefillin, of kedushas tefillin, then you could pick it up even though it's muktzah. The question is, why isn't it muktzah machmas chasar and kiss? It's a major shaila. There's no real good answer. Either there's different chesbain is given. Many say, stam, it's kiss for yakodesh when you have something kadosh and kisvei kodesh, and it's something, it's an object of kedusha, so it, that in itself, they will mafkia it from being a very heavy level of muktza, or that's all. There's not really no good reason, but apparently everybody's maskim, no one suggests that ataka is muktza machmas kasar and kis. So it's either klisha malachta l'isser or klisha malachta l'heter even. So if you forget your tefillin and your talis bag, so like this, if you forgot it there and you take it out usually every Friday afternoon or Friday morning, then it's not a bosis, the talis or the talis zekel, the sakit of the talis is not a bosis because you forgot it there. So in the rules of bosis, that wouldn't make it a bosis. But many people don't forget it there, they have a different talis for Shabbos, and it's bedafka there, and then maybe they forgot their talis somewhere, and they want to use this weekday talis, or someone wants to borrow this weekday talis. So the tefillin itself, even if the klisha malachta liyisr, but it's muta l'tzorch gufo makomo, you can move, but the gufo is not negeya, but l'tzorch makomo, so you can move it. The question is, what about the if you usually have a Shabbos talis, then l'chayra the sakit and the talis itself would be a bosis. So that is a problem. So some say that the talis isn't really a bosis, because it's only b'mikra there. Like in your freezer, if you punked because of arranging your freezer, you have something muktzah on top of the ice cream. So, but if not, so you dafka put it there, but you don't want it dafka there because you just put it there, you were arranging your freezer. So, most shittas hold it's really not a bosses. We're machmir, if there's no special tzorech, then to treat it like a bosses, but it's really not. So some say that's what the talus is. I don't really see why, because everybody positions their tefillin and dafka on top of the talus, and they want it, because you're not supposed to put the talus on top of the tefillin, you want the tefillin on top of the talus, so I don't see why that should be it. So l'chayr it is a bosis, except it's only a bosis. So first of all, if you have a big tzorech for the talus, so once again, you can be samech on the shittas that the tefillin is b'chlal not muktzah. So you can rely on those shittas, b'mokum ha'dchak, b'mokum ha'tzorech gadol. Or even if it is muktzah, it's mutl l'tzorech gufo makomo, so the tzorech gufo of the tefillin is not megeya, but the tzorech gufo of the talis l'chayr is megeya. So even if bosses is for the bosses is not more chomer than the muktzah, so it would be mutl l'tzorech gufo. And again, the tefillin itself could be moved, so that's how you would handle that situation. Okay.